R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquis. Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquee stars Olin Soule in a hilarious comedy romance entitled Crazy Over Horses. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, George Stone. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. There are two people who always seem to know the most about horses, veterinarians and racing experts. Well, Homer Peabody, as you can guess by the name, was neither one. But Homer didn't care until suddenly his newspaper career and his girl's job began to depend on his picking a daily winner for his boss. But first,
blonde, brunette, red hair, or white, Rave Cream Shampoo plays no favorites when it comes to bringing out natural color in your hair, color you never dreamed was there. Yes, with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo, you'll see Rave uncover colorful, bewitching new beauty. Gleaming champagne tones in blonde hair, touches of tawny sherry in brown, hints of midnight blue in hair that's raven black. With red hair, Rave brings out bright catchlights of burnished copper and gold. And with white hair, Rave is wonderful. Never leaves it looking yellowish and discolored, but radiant with blue diamond whiteness. Not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo for color and gleam. For a lovelier you, uncover new natural color in your hair with Rave Cream Shampoo. Get Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo at all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Family size, $1. There are a lot of young men like Homer Peabody, pleasant, hardworking, and ambitious. Homer's ambition has led him from a small town to the offices of a big city newspaper, where he's looking for a job.
Beg your pardon, miss. Do you work for this newspaper?
Today, yes. Tomorrow, who knows?
Well, I wonder if you can help me. My name's Homer Peabody.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do anything about that.
Well, I'm a newspaper man. I was a year and a half on the Pottsville Bugle.
Oh, the Pottsville Bugle.
Yeah. I write want ads. I'm considered, sort of an expert on lost and found.
You really need a job?
Oh, yes, very much. I really prefer want ads, but I'd do reporting or editing or anything just for a start and maybe work up to want ads later on.
You do any kind of a job to work on this paper?
Yeah, I sure would.
Homer, there's just one job open, just one.
Good.
Now, you sit there and I'll talk to the old man.
What old man?
The publisher, Mr. Hodges. Now, you sit right there.
Come here, go first of all, Al.
Good morning, Mr. Hodges.
Oh, you, Jane. Well, what's on your mind?
Mr. Hodges, you won't have to look any further. I found him.
Huh? Jane, you don't mean it.
I do mean that this man is great, but great, dynamic.
You found my expert.
Mm-hmm.
Jane, I knew one would come along. I knew it.
This man has everything you've been looking for, Mr. Hodges. Smart, shrewd, clever.
Wonderful. Who is he?
He's Homer Peabody.
Homer Peabody. Who's he?
Oh, he never signed his stuff with his real name. He was much too smart for that.
Oh, well, that was clever.
Mm-hmm, sort of a mystery man.
Good. The readers will love that. Where is he?
He's out in the office, but I don't think it's wise to disturb him now, Mr. Hodges.
And why not?
He's thinking.
Oh, thinking?
Yes, I think he's coming up with something good right now.
You think so?
Oh, I'm sure of it. You just let me get him started while he's in the mood.
Do you think he'll be satisfied with $100 a week?
Well, I'll try to reason with him, but you may have to go higher.
Now, let's see. It's not quite 10 yet.
Uh-huh.
You have most of the day.
Just leave everything to me.
Jane, I'm hiring this man as my expert on your say-so. It better be the goods or out you both go. Is that clear?
Out we both go, Mr. Hodges?
That's what I said. It's entirely up to you now and the Chronicle's new expert, Homer Peabody.
Well, Well, here it is, Homer, right in here, your new office.
My gosh, red leather, chromium?
Like it?
Yeah, but are you sure we're in the right place?
Oh, of course, and that's my desk right over here.
Your desk?
Mm-hmm. That's right, Homer. I'm your secretary. Now, I don't think you even know my name. It's Jane Weston.
Yeah, well, all right, Jane, but what are all the telephones for?
Oh, you'll see. This one's a private line from Mr. Hodges' office.
Oh. And what am I doing with a silver coffee maker?
Oh, you'll need that.
And this fancy radio.
Yeah, you'll need that, too.
I will?
Mm-hmm.
Things weren't like this when I wrote want ads in Pottsville.
Well, you're not in Pottsville anymore, Homer. No, there's something else I have to tell you. You won't be writing want ads here, either.
No want ads?
No want ads.
Well, what will I be doing?
Now, don't be impatient, Homer. Oh, Mr. Hodges wants to know if 100 a week will be all right to start.
100? Oh, no. No, I only got 2750.
Yes, and... I know, but you're in New York now, Homer. Now, sit down, Homer. Try your chair.
Oh, now, Jane, I want to know what I...
Now, you better sit down first, Homer.
I better... Oh, all right. Now, tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Well, it's interesting work. It's fun.
Yeah?
Oh, Homer, you're the Chronicle's new horse racing expert.
Horse racing expert?
Yes.
I've never even seen a horse
race.
Well,
now, just be calm. Don't excite yourself.
Oh, you mean I'm supposed to know all about horses and be able to pick the winners for the paper? And...
Well, yes. Oh,
whatever gave Mr. Hodges the idea I could do that?
I did.
You did?
Well, Homer, it was the only way to get you a job.
But I haven't the slightest
Homer,
idea.
It's very important to Mr. Hodges. If you make good, you can even get more than 100 a week.
Important to him? Why is it so important to him?
Well, you see, he plays your selections.
Oh, I see. You mean Mr. Hodges bets on the horses his expert picks?
Yes. It's his hobby. He's crazy over horses.
Yeah, well, where is his expert?
Well, the expert, that was Mr. Whipple.
Was Mr. Whipple?
Yes, he made a little mistake. And he picked Jet-Jet to win the Derby.
Jet-Jet?
Yes, Jet-Jet ran last.
Oh, I see.
So Mr. Whipple never did come back to the office to face Mr. Hodges. He ran first.
Yeah. No, this is silly. Goodbye, Jane, and thanks for
everything. No, wait, Homer, look. Look, if you walk out, I don't have a job either. Won't you please try it, Homer? It's just for me.
You lose your job if I don't do this?
That's right. We're both in and we're both out, and I can help you. I picked up quite a lot working with Mr. Whipple.
No, this is crazy.
It's lots easier than riding want ads.
Yeah, but my want ads didn't have to get out and race a mile in a furlong.
A furlong?
Yeah, furlong, yeah. I didn't have my boss betting on him either.
Oh, please try it, Homer. What can you lose?
Oh,
I knew you'd do it.
I didn't say I would, did I?
Oh, but you will, won't you?
Oh, I guess so, Jane, if you'll help me.
Oh, Homer, you're wonderful. You made me so happy.
Jane, you kissed me. Aren't we through yet?
Oh, just one more race to pick, Homer, and then you can go home.
Well, how are we going to pick this one?
Well, that'll depend on a lot of things. You have to study the forms.
Again?
Well, of course. We can't just guess.
Well, let's see. We picked foul play to win the first race because he won his last one.
Sure, and if he won once, he can win again, can't he?
Yeah, but we have monkey wrench in the second because he's never won a race.
Right, he's ready.
That doesn't sound very consistent to me.
Well, two systems are better than one, aren't they? Oh, but I think we have a winner in the third, Homer.
You do? Oh, that's where we pick Kilroy to win.
Of course, because he's carrying the most weight.
Is that good?
Oh, certainly. It's a handicap. Means he's a good horse.
Yeah, well, what about the fourth, Jane? You said Jalopy should win, and he's carrying the least weight.
Well, naturally, he can run faster that way.
Fast? No, I don't get it. How'd we decide on Picklepuss in the fifth? I forget.
Oh, Homer, you have to remember these things. Bobby Jordan's riding him. Bobby didn't win a single race yesterday, and that means he should win today.
He should? Well, then we ought to pick Johnny Lake.
Huh?
Sure, it says here he hasn't won a race in his life.
Oh, no, Homer, no, that's no good. His horse is a mugger.
Ah, you mean recently?
Homer, come on. Come on, let's get our things and get out of here. I've got this one all picked.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Rip Van Winkle, it'll surprise everybody.
Yeah, it'd surprise me. Why Rip Van Winkle?
Oh, Homer, it's obvious. It's a sleeper.
Well, Jane? fine. We'll soon know how we did yesterday. It's about time for the results.
Hurry, get the radio warmed up.
Okay. But I'm a little nervous, Jane. Do you suppose Mr. Hodges is listening in his office, too?
Oh, sure, sure. He has his tape out with our selections in it. He's waiting, just like we are.
Yeah. Should we lock the door, Jane?
Homer, you have to be confident.
I don't think I want to listen. Let's finish our selections for tomorrow.
Well, don't you want to know how we did yesterday?
Oh, I suppose so. Yeah, you might as well turn it up, Jane.
That's the spirit.
Oh, here we are, Homer. Winner clear, the track fast, in the first race.
And we had foul play in first.
That's what I'm afraid of.
The winner, Mugwump.
Mugwump?
Uh-oh.
Paying $104.60 to win, $78.40 to place, $47.30 to show.
Oh.
Oh, well, that was a long shot. We couldn't help that.
Second, Zanzibar, paying $480 to place, $360 to show.
Where's foul play?
Well, he was probably third.
Third, double exposure, paying $520 to show.
Oh.
Homer, that's Mr. Hodges' private line.
What will I say to him?
Don't answer it. Wait till Monkey Ranch wins the second race.
Yeah.
Listen.
In the second race, the winner, Boozy.
Oh, dear.
Misfire, second.
Oh.
Roman Candle, third.
Don't answer it, Homer.
Here's the third race. Come on, Kilroy.
Winner of the third race. Harpoon.
Oh, I've been stabbed.
Oh, we've got Jalopy in the fourth.
The winner, Alibaba.
Pickle Puss in the fifth.
The winner, Cuticle.
Oh, we've got to get this last one, Homer. Rip Van Winkle.
The winner, Mother's Helper.
What a helper.
Oh, Homer. Well, you... Can I answer the phone?
No, not me. And I'm getting out of the office before he comes in here.
Well, we haven't finished all our picks for tomorrow.
I know. I'll phone him in after dinner. I couldn't do any worse if I picked him alphabetically.
Okay, you're the boss. All right, let's go. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
There you are, you expert.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Hodges, I guess.
Young man, I'm not paying you for guessing, which you don't seem to be able to do very well.
You mean the horses.
Yes, I mean the horses. What kind of a handicapper are you anyway, huh? Those goats you picked ought to be pulling plows.
Well, I just had a bad day, I guess.
And let me tell you something, genius. All I ask of you now is to give me the winner of the feature race tomorrow, the fifth. Is that asking too much?
The winner of the fifth tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, I've already got that one.
You have, Homer?
Sure, I had that one when I came in this morning. The horse's name is Rambunctious.
Rambunctious, eh? All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to bet Rambunctious to win. If he wins, your salary goes up to $150 a week.
Oh, Mr. Hodges.
And if he doesn't, you're both fired.
The curtain falls on Act One of Crazy Over Horses. Act Two follows in just a moment. Why do you girls use so many makeup aids? The answer is for color, to be attractive to men. Well, for lovely natural color in your hair, you need just one help. Rave Cream Shampoo. Yes, Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo, uncovers gorgeous new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. For a lovelier you, try Rave Cream Shampoo and see the adorable new natural color Rave uncovers in your hair. Get Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents, family size $1. At all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Get your Rave today. Homer Peabody has come to the Chronicle to find fame and fortune as a newspaper man. But so far, all he's found is pretty Jane Weston, a stack of racing forms, and a continuous headache. As the Chronicle's new racing expert, Homer has at least been consistent. He's picked a loser every time. And unless Rambunctious wins in the fifth today, Homer and Jane will both be out of a job. And as our second act opens, they are anxiously awaiting the radio results of the race.
I didn't sleep a wink last night, Homer. I'm afraid I haven't been much help to you today.
Don't worry about it, Jane.
I'm scared. The way this race goes means our job.
I know, but I still say Rambunctious will win.
Well, look at these newspapers. You're the only handicapper we've been picking to run in the money.
They could be wrong, you know.
Whatever made you take me?
Well, I just... Oh, no. No, I can't tell you, Jane. It sounds crazy.
Back to our racing results at breakneck park.
Oh, listen.
Here are the results of the photo finish in the fifth and feature race.
Oh, this is it.
The winner, Rambunctious.
Oh, Larry, what?
Yeah, I knew he
won. Winner paid 76.80, 48.40, and 26.10.
Oh, and listen to those prices. You did it.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't take any of the other races right, but this was the important one. And you saved our jobs for us, Homer.
Yeah. We were for another day.
Congratulations, my boy. Oh, you did a great job. Yes.
Thank you.
Well, the Chronicle was the only paper in town with the winner.
Wonderful.
Yes, I should say. And I might add, I made a tidy little sum, too. Oh, yes. Nice going, Peabody.
Thank you, Mr. Hyde.
I'll admit you gave me a little scare yesterday, but I guess even an expert can be wrong some of the time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I was leading up to, Peabody.
Leading up to?
Yes, yes. The big stake race, of course, is tomorrow. The $100,000 handicap. I just want to see if I could have confidence in you to pick the winner for me. And now I see that I can.
You mean tomorrow you're going to...
I mean I'm going to bet your choice right on the nose, Peabody, and bet him heavy.
Oh, Mr. Hodges, maybe you shouldn't bet this one. You know, quit while you're winning.
Huh? Yeah. What nonsense, my boy. This is the race of the year. Tomorrow, I'll make a killing.
A killing?
I'll be looking for your selection in the sports final in the morning, Peabody. And you'd better not be wrong.
Well, what are you looking so glum about? All you have to do is to pick that one the same as you did Rambunctious.
Yeah, yeah, but that may not be so easy.
How did you do it, Homer?
Oh, I just... Oh, no, Jane, it sounds silly. Oh,
go on, you can tell me, Homer. Did you go to the track and get a tip from a jockey?
No.
Oh, you bought a tout sheet.
No, I didn't do that either. I was in bed.
Huh?
And I was just thinking of the names of the horses before I dropped off to sleep and...
Homer, you don't mean...
Yeah, I dreamed it.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Huh?
Well, don't you see? There's nothing to worry about now. All you have to do is to go home tonight, look at the names of the entries, go to sleep, and you'll dream the winner again.
Yeah, but the handicap's tomorrow, and the paper goes to press tonight.
Oh, of course, and it's after 5 o'clock right now. I've got it. I'll be quiet around here, and you can go to sleep right here.
Right where?
In your chair.
In my chair?
No, don't be obstinate. Now, here, now. You sit back.
That's it.
Now put your feet up on the
desk.
Oh,
now look, I can't.
And here's your hat. Put that over your eyes. Mm. Now be very quiet. Oh, first, of course, I have to read the names of the horses to you.
Jane, this is ridiculous.
Oh, please, dear, you mustn't interrupt. Now, just concentrate on the horse's name.
All right.
Butterball.
Butterball.
Shoefly.
Shoefly.
Jojo.
Jojo.
A squirrel cage.
Squirrel cage.
So, Peabody, before I go home... What in tarnation?
Oh, Mr. Hodges.
Is that what you're here for, to sleep in your office?
Well, I was just...
He was just picking the winner for tomorrow's big handicap.
He was what?
Yes, I was just trying to get him to sleep.
Well, somebody around here is nuts.
Do you want to know how Homer picked Rambunctious for you?
No, Jane, don't.
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, this'll do it.
He dreamed it.
Dreamed it?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? A psychic pick.
Huh?
Supernatural. Why, it's terrific, my boy.
You mean you're not mad?
Jane, you gave me the goods this time. This man has a mind. His subconscious picked horses. Now, forget the charts and forms. Just get him back to sleep again.
Oh, but I can't sleep in a swivel chair.
Huh?
No, I tried it once before. I kept falling in the wastebasket.
Well, of course. That's no place for a man to sleep. Jane,
uh-huh.
Go see if Wilkins is around, the night man.
Uh-huh.
Tell him to go to the storeroom and fetch Mr. Peabody a cot.
Well, here we go.
Shh. Let's open the door quietly, Jane, and see if he's asleep yet.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
Oh, for gosh sake. Aren't you asleep yet, Peabody? It's after midnight.
Well, I'm just not sleepy.
Put on the lights, Jane. I don't know what to do with you, Peabody. Jane, suppose you read to him. I have a little work I can busy myself with in the office.
All right, Mr. Hodges.
Just drone it, Jane. Monotonous.
Bore him.
Okay.
And the next time you speak to me, Peabody, I want you to be asleep.
Oh, me.
Please go to sleep, Homer. I'm getting awfully tired.
I'll try, Jane.
What do you want me to read to you?
Oh, I... Try the phone book.
All right. let me see. Aaron J.D.
Aaron J.D.
Aronson Hepzibah.
Aronson Hepzibah.
Abingdon.
Abingdon Sausage Works.
Abbott Lulabelle.
Abbott Lulabelle. Zephyr, baby laundry.
Zerner, Alfred.
Zerner, Alfred.
Ziegler, Horace.
Ziegler, Horace.
Zimmerman, Nuts and Bowls.
Is he?
Oh, hello, Mr. Hodges.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What does it take to put you to sleep? We've been up all night with you. I personally bring you hot chocolate for breakfast. Warm milk for lunch. Don't you realize the big race is only 2 hours away?
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Hodges. I guess I just can't sleep in a strange bed.
Well, it's too late to take you home now. It's post time in 2 hours. You've got to go to sleep.
Oh, don't shout at him, Mr. Hodges. It was just getting wide awake.
Well, how wide awake can he get?
Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. Hodges.
Huh?
While you're working on him, I'm going into the next office and curl up.
All right, all right. Get some sleep. My goodness.
Peabody.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hodges.
Would you like me to tell you a story?
No. No, thanks, Mr. Hodges. I don't feel sleepy.
Well, maybe it'll make you sleepy.
The story? No. I don't think so. I always get too interested in the plot.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh...
Go to sleep, shut your eyes, think of your dear old mother.
Mr. Hodges, pardon me.
Huh?
I don't think that'll do it either. My mother used to just sit by me and talk to me.
Oh, well, why don't you say so?
Okay.
There. All right now, Peabody. Please... Shut your eyes. That's it. Now I'll tuck you in. Think of the nice little horses. That's the boy. You're drowsy now.
Not very.
Shut up, will you? Now, dream of the pretty little horses.
Yes.
Now you'll go to sleep.
Close your eyes.
Sleepy little Peabody. Go to sleep and dream.
My gosh, old man Hodges put himself to sleep. About time to get him up. He's had enough of a nap. Oh, just one little thing to attend to first. Mr. Hodges, are you awake, Mr. Hodges? Still asleep. Good. Now listen carefully, Mr. Hodges. The winner is Nightgown. Nightgown, got it? Nightgown. Now I'm ready to wake you up.
La da 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 da.
Hello,
Mr. Hodges.
Huh? Oh, Peabody. Yeah. I've got it. I've got it.
How you dreamed the winner, Mr. Hodges?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, now concentrate, Mr. Hodges.
Yes.
What horse's name comes to mind first? That'll be the one.
The horse.
Yes.
The horse is.
Come on, try hard, Mr. Hodges.
It's
It's nightgown.
Good. That must be the winner.
He has.
Oh,
Jane, Mr. Hodges has just mastered the secret of the peerless Peabody psychic pick.
Oh, he dreamed the winner?
Yes, that's what I did, my dear. His name is Nightgown. I'll make a fortune. I'll make a fortune.
Yeah. And it means you won't need me anymore.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Peabody.
Well, you can do just as well with me now.
Oh, but where are you going, Homer?
Back to Pottsville, Jane. To do you know what?
To Pottsville?
Where I belong, Mr. Hodges. That's where I'll be happy. And, Jane, darling, I'd like you to go with me.
Oh, Homer.
You see, Mr. Hodges, you know as much about picking horses now as I do.
Well, it doesn't seem so difficult.
Why, no. Goodbye, Mr. Hodges, and thanks for everything.
Well, if you've made up your mind, good luck, Peabody. Just leave your address at the front office. They'll send you your check.
Yeah, good. Are you coming, Jane?
Oh, you bet I am. Goodbye, Mr. Hodges.
Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye.
Nice gal.
Come on, Jane. We'll have to hurry before Mr. Hodges tries to bet on that race.
What do you mean, dear? Isn't Nightgown the horse?
Sure, sure. Nightgown's the winner, all right. But come on, Jane.
All right, but darling, how do you know Nightgown's the winner?
I heard it on the radio while old man Hodges was sleeping, and I set the clock back. The race was over 20 minutes ago. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. And next week, we'll be back with another delightful comedy of love and laughter. Imagination is a wonderful thing. And imagination enabled Charles Lane of Marble Creek, Montana, to write some of the toughest and most blood-curdling New York crime stories ever offered to the public. But when he decided to get the real facts by going right into the hideouts and opium dens of the underworld, he took along a six-shooter for protection, too. But when the time came to use it, he found it was loaded with blanks. I know you won't want to miss Danger, No Obstacle. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Was written by Gene Clark and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soleil was starred as Homer Peabody. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Danger, No Obstacle. It isn't what a girl says that wins a man, or even how she looks. It's something special, a romantic appeal all her own. So add to your charm with fragrance, the gay, youthful, teasing fragrance of Yankee Clover by Richard Hudnut. Just see how romance quickens when you use Yankee Clover every day these two ways. Start with Yankee Clover toilet water, smoothing it on top to toe after your bath, so every move whispers faint fragrance all day long. And before facing the world and him, touch Yankee Clover perfume to your ear tips, throat, and palms for extra special glamour. Yankee Clover, you know, comes in cologne and dusting powder, as well as toilet water and perfume. In Paris, you'd get Yankee Clover at the famous Richard Hudnut Salon on the gay Rue de la Paix. Here, just ask at any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover, unforgettable fragrance by Richard Hudnut.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.